Man, in his brief life, with his feeble purposes and his petty achievements, looks away from himself for the eternal and the unchanging. He knows that it's not within himself or in his environment, so he seeks it in the unseen God. For knowing God, he knows that in him there is absolute being, unaffected by the change to which all creation is subject. Man can find his true stability and his true peace only when he rests in the care and love of the Father of lights, who is without shadow of turning. When man would attempt to change, he looks forward rather than behind him. The O he can regard only with pain and regret. If there is improvement, if there is real change, it must be in what is new, a new condition, new impulses, new principles of the soul, with new associations and new help. Christianity establishes with the man the new covenant and gives him a new commandment, makes him a new creature, makes him a new creation. It opens to him a new way unto the Father by the mediator of a new covenant, gives him a new name, teaches him a new song, and inspires him with new hope of a new heaven and a new earth. In short, it enables him to serve in newness of spirit and to walk in the newness of life. The Lord Jesus himself said that he was the life of man. He came that we might have life and that we may have it more abundantly. When we understand by newness of life that which contrasts with the spiritual deadness, which hung as a cloud of darkness upon every unregenerated sinner, it is the newness of life which is particular to the Christian dispensation. Yet it is found wherever Christ is known, trusted, and loved. Jesus himself said, "Abide in me, and I in you." Christ teaches us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The signs and evidence of this new life are these. The renewed man learns who Christ is and what Christ has done. The renewed man submits to the claim of Christ upon his life, his faith, his love, and trust him. The renewed man consciously accepts life as the gift of God in Christ. The newness of the Christian life is revealed from a free acting and gracious agency, a transforming agency. The newness of the Christian life is displayed in the motives and principles by which it is governed. The love of Christ revealed and responded to is the power of this life. The law of Christ becomes a law of friendship. The approval of Christ is that which makes the heart filled with joy. New associations are a feature of the Christian's new life. Philippians chapter 2. Turn there with me. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Jesus acted at all times as though he trusted his Father to handle all the situations. Even when he was being reviled and tortured, he left his case in the hand of God. He asked the same of you and me. This is what baffled the disciples. At times they must have thought that Jesus was a hopeless passive, and that he was failing to come to grips with reality. He seems bent on drifting into disaster. They must have wondered, why not cash in on his popularity with the crowd or pull some political strings? The foolishness of God is wiser than men. So what am I saying? I'm saying that this amazing grace is sufficient for you
to live your life every day in a victorious manner. Trust Him also.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.